Talking Newspaper Sport for March, compiled by Andrew Colomossi. Hello again and welcome back to our monthly look at the local sporting scene. And this time we start with some good news for cricketers of all ages and abilities in and around Wolsden. For if all goes according to plan, the new season will start with a brand new state-of-the-art practice facility available at Wolsden Cricket Club. Funding of £27,117 has now been approved for the Lancashire League Club to install a three-lane practice area at their Scott Street headquarters, thanks to a grant provided by FCC Environment, one of the UK's leading waste managing companies. Wolsden have been given the go-ahead to start work immediately and given a fair crack of the whip by the weather. Everything should be completed in time for the start of the new season next month. Says Wolsden Chairman John Green, this will provide a real boost to Wolsden Cricket Club and the wider community. It's marvellous that the FCC's Communities Foundation has awarded us this grant. A lot of hard work has gone into it, and I'd like to thank all those who have supported us along the way. Cheryl Rayner, FCC's local grant manager, added, "We're delighted to be supporting the project and pleased our funding will provide such a fantastic facility for local people." So that sounds like good news for cricketers of all standards, from Wolsden's Lancashire League squad down to young hopefuls from our local schools. Now to the news of an event organised by Todmorden and Harriers that is scheduled to take place on Sunday, March the 13th. It's the annual Hot Toddy Road Race, a 10-kilometre test described in the Harriers' advanced publicity as a hilly course, which sounds par for the course in this neck of the woods. The race, which starts at Centrevale Park at 11 a.m, is bound to attract a strong field from Todmorden and surrounding areas. Competitors will leave Centrevale and climb up to Southall before returning via Baycut Road to the finishing line in the park, where well-earned refreshments will be available courtesy of the volunteers from Todmorden Bowls Club. The entry list is already looking strong and more information is available on www.toddharriers.co.uk/hot-toddy-road-race. There will also be a rather less demanding event in the shape of a 1 mile fun run around the park, scheduled to take place before the main event. News now from outside the immediate area, which may nevertheless be important to local people. For the North Bridge Leisure Centre in Halifax was scheduled to close at the weekend to undergo 2 years of renovation work. That will leave North Bridge members looking for somewhere to go to pursue their fitness programmes, and Todmorden Leisure Centre is one of those three venues suggested as an alternative, the others being at Brig House and Sowerby Bridge. The influx of new users of the gym and pool at Centrevale is not expected to be massive, but there will inevitably be some issues with availability and overcrowding as time goes by. So anyone who regularly uses the Todmorden Centre pool or gym might be advised to check on their short and long-term plans. Finally, to our indomitable runners who have continued to plough on through everything the appalling recent weather has been able to throw at them. It's been business as usual for Todmorden Harriers members, and they were out in force for the 309th running of the 20-mile Wadsworth Trog. First of the 17 Harriers to finish was Duncan Cannon, crossing the line in 12th place, and he was followed home by Dan Taylor in 14th place and Chris Kay 16th. Zoe Dykeman was Todd's first female home, 8th in the women's list and 64th overall. Zoe was also the first Harrier to finish in the women's section of the final fixture of the West Yorkshire Winter League, hosted by the Harrier's star of the day, however, was Andy Worcester, who crossed the line first with teammates Dom Leckie, 17th, and Dave Gardner, 42nd. That helped Todd to take 14th place in the overall series standing, a creditable performance from one of the smallest teams in the event, so well done to all those involved.